Study: Biden-Harris Administration Weaponized Education Department to Punish Christian Colleges. By Amy Furr on November 29, 2024. Data shows that the Biden-Harris administration has been targeting faith-based colleges, a study found. According to the American Principles Project, APP, actions by the Department of Education have unfairly targeted Christian colleges and universities while ignoring Ivy League schools, the organization reported on November 18. The report said almost 70% of the actions involved faith-based and career schools. APP noted those schools represent less than 10% of students across America. Created with the implicit purpose of advancing the Biden-Harris administration's woke agenda, the department's Office of Enforcement also targeted two of the nation's most prominent Christian universities, Grand Canyon University and Liberty University, which resulted in record-level fines worth more than all penalties imposed over the past 7 years combined. In a video dated from July, now President-elect Donald Trump promised to close the Department of Education, Breitbart News reported on November 12. And one other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children, because they'll do a much better job of it. You can't do worse, Trump said. The outlet later reported that Trump selected Linda McMahon to serve as Secretary of the Department of Education. Trump stated, "For the past 4 years, as the chair of the board at the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, Linda has been a fierce advocate for parents' rights, working hard at both AFPI and America First Works, AFW, to achieve universal school choice in 12 states, giving children the opportunity to receive an excellent education, regardless of zip code or income." According to the APP study, about 12 Christian colleges have been targeted with penalties or are no longer allowed to receive federal student aid. In a statement, APP Policy Director John Schwepp said, "For the last 4 years, Democrats have been busy weaponizing every part of the federal government to target their opponents. While major assaults from agencies like the Department of Justice have taken most of the headlines, we should not ignore similarly corrupt efforts in other agencies as well. As our report details, the Biden-Harris Department of Education has been engaged in a long-running scheme to punish Christian colleges that are ideologically opposed to the left's agenda. The unfair targeting of these institutions has been egregious, and it needs to stop immediately." According to the APP announcement, the average fine for a Christian school regarding a Clery Act violation was $815,000. The organization noted those against public and private institutions were recorded at $228,571. To read more articles on the U.S. Department of Education, click here.